Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jameson, how are you?
Doing well. It's Steelers-Ravens week or Ravens-Steelers week. I always get confused by that, but I always offend somebody when I put the other team first.
Well, you know, at least you're staying at home this Sunday. That's usually what that rule means.
Yes, yeah. You know, when you're covering this division, this is these 2 weeks are kind of like the Super Bowl of the division, and it's not something really. It's something that's not regional. I think the whole country kind of looks forward to this rivalry. That's why it's either in prime time or it's in that 4 o'clock slot where most of the country sees it, and that's where it's going to be this Sunday.
Well, it's provocative. I think for the second straight year, you're covering a division that will get three postseason teams in. I think we'll see. Should Pittsburgh lose to Baltimore this Sunday, they might be on the outside looking in. But I think it's the best division in football right now. I really do.
Oh, I believe so as well. And now that the Browns, it used to be, well, you could always say, hey, the three teams, they're pretty good, and they're up and coming because now you have three teams that have franchise quarterbacks. But then you always had the Browns. Well, the Browns have beaten the Bengals and the Steelers. They're not an automatic win on that schedule like they have been. And they play teams pretty close. I mean, there's a lot of wins or a lot of losses that they could have won if they played better in the fourth quarter, including games against the Ravens where they had the lead heading into the fourth quarter.
And, Jameson, I have a lot of Pittsburgh questions to ask you. Let's start, obviously, with their quarterback. What's the latest on Roethlisberger, Leftwich, and Batch?
Yeah, well, Roethlisberger, he was limited in practice today. It's always kind of a gray area because when they say limited, you're not sure exactly how much he participated, whether it was just an individual drills or team drills. I think the odds are against him playing. It's good news for the Steelers that he's at least back into practice, but I think the earliest that you'll see him in a game is next week. I think it's the next week's game against San Diego is when you'll see Roethlisberger back in uniform for the Steelers. Byron Leftwich, their number two quarterback, is probably not going to play. He did not practice at all today. He also has a rib injury, kind of in the same, similar nature as Roethlisberger, but his is going to keep him out for at least another week. And then you have Charlie Batch, who's the first quarterback in three games for the Steelers that came out of the game not injured. The Steelers say that they are going to go through this game. They're proceeding this week as if Charlie Batch is going to start unless Roethlisberger gives them a reason that they have to go to him. But I think he'll be limited this week. I think Roethlisberger will probably be listed as questionable, but I think there's a less than 50-50 chance that he's playing against the Ravens.
Interesting. And you were at the Cleveland game on the road for Pittsburgh a couple of days ago, and you saw Charlie Batch's performance. Could you sum that up for us, please?
He just doesn't have an NFL arm anymore. I gave out grades every week for the AFC North quarterbacks. He deserves an F. Mm. And this is a guy that in the fourth quarter, even though they turned the ball over, I mean, every running back on the roster turned the ball over. They fumbled. They still were within 6 points. They
it's
were
amazing.
Within a touchdown drive of winning that game. And Charlie Batch had three or four chances in that fourth quarter to do it. He was intercepted twice. And on a third drive, Wallace was open for a first down, and he skipped the pass to him. And he just does not have the arm strength to compete in this league. Even in an offense for the Steelers that they call dink and dunk, he just was not effective. So if he's starting for the Steelers against the Ravens, that's a decided edge to the Ravens.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com with us here on WBAL. And Jameson, I don't think you'll see this stat line ever again. Maybe in the history of the National Football League, a team is +7 in the turnover margin, and they only win by 6 points. You may never see that again.
Yeah, and the last time the Steelers turned the ball over eight times.
There was a last time?
They turned the ball over eight times in 1989. It was the season opener of 1989, and they lost 51-0.
Yeah.
So to be within 6 points of winning the game against the Browns, I just think is amazing. And it really what happened was, the Browns have a young offense, and they were going against the top-ranked defense in the Steelers. And they got some. I mean, they had more possessions following turnovers and in punts, four of them. Then they had scoring drives, and that was three scoring drives. They only converted turnovers into 17 points, and that's how you keep it close against when a team is turning the ball over that much.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com with us here on BAL, and there is good injury news for the Steelers. Troy Polamalu practiced today. He's a likely guy to play on Sunday, correct?
Yes, and he's been bothered by a calf injury, and that's a thing you have to be careful with because even if he's okay to come back, those are the type of injuries that can really be aggravated. And so it looks like he's going to play against the Ravens, but it's still a question mark how long he'll last. They've given it enough time where I think he'll be able to hold up, but still, the calf injury, all he needs to do is just tweak it a little bit, and he's out probably for another 3 to 4 weeks.
And Antonio Brown's going to play in this one. That's a huge thing when you think about the banged-up Ravens cornerback situation.
It is. And Antonio Brown, I think, he's a guy that they signed this offseason after, Mike Wallace held out. And people thought, oh, wow, they're sending Mike Wallace a message by signing the other receiver. But Antonio Brown is a guy that could develop into a number one receiver. This is a guy that maybe won't stretch the field quite as often as Mike Wallace, but he does a lot of the things that Mike Wallace doesn't. And he goes across the middle of the field. He's willing to take hits. This is a guy that he was a late-round guy when the Steelers got him, but he has developed into something where I think heading into the offseason, if they can't re-sign Mike Wallace, I think they'll be very comfortable saying that Antonio Brown is their number one receiver.
Speaking of Mike Wallace, reports out of Pittsburgh today that Mike Tomlin is benching him or letting other guys take his first-team reps?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a message that he's sending to Mike Wallace where when the official depth chart was released, when you have the one starter being Antonio Brown, the other spot for the Steelers, wide receiver, it had Mike Wallace or Emmanuel Sanders. So they had co-starters at the one spot. And when they were asked, when Tomlin was asked about it, he said, hey, Mike Wallace is frustrated by the way he's been playing, and we're frustrated by the way he's playing. So when you watch him against Cleveland, he just did not give a strong effort. Mm. The way he was running his route, he wasn't running very crisply, and he just didn't seem mentally in the game. And I think this is Tomlin's way of saying, hey, if you're not putting your effort, just because you're Mike Wallace, we're not starting you. There's still a possibility he will start, but it's just not a guarantee right now. And I think this is Tomlin's way of, kind of telling the whole team, this is a team that's now lost back-to-back games, and they don't usually have losing streaks. I think this is Tomlin's way of telling the rest of the team that, hey, Mike Wallace isn't secured of a starting job when he struggles. Everybody else better be putting their A game forward.
All right, when we come back with Jameson Hensley, we'll look at those red-hot Cincinnati Bengals, and we'll look at the Ravens. Can they sweep the Steelers again? That's all still to come right here on BAL.